This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. The University of North Carolina, Wilmington is hosting the Ronald Sachs International Music Competition this Friday and Saturday. This event was formulated last year by violinist Daniela Gigel-Gualdi. Last year, the competition didn't have the naming sponsorship of Ronald Sachs violins. Violinist Adrian Varnum is the Ronald Sachs representative here.
We do rentals and repairs and sales of the violin family. So that's the violin, the viola, the cello, and the bass. Ron Sachs is a real person. His store in Lilburn, Georgia, serves about 90% of the Atlanta Symphony. So he's a well-respected luthier and appraiser and just a person that's well-known all over the U.S. And I wanted to bring that here. Growing up here and being a violinist, I knew that there's a big need for having a string shop in Wilmington.
Adrian Varnum brought the Ronald Sachs Company together with this music competition. One highlight of the event is the Friday night performance. The competition judges are internationally renowned musicians, flutist Nicole Esposito, violinist Levin M. Bartsoumian, and pianist Yevgeny Rivkin. They are performing a free concert Friday night at Beckwith Recital Hall. Here's Daniela Gigel-Gualdi with the selections.
Professor Bartsoumian and Professor Rivkin will be performing Glinka violin sonata for violin piano and also Enescu sonata for violin piano, and that is in the second half of the concert. In the first half of the concert, we have our own Dr. Elizabeth Loperich on piano together with Nicole Esposito. They will be playing sonata for flute and piano by Eugene Rochol, then Paul Moravetz and Nancy Song, and Jake Heggie, Fury of Light. These are all live composers.
These musicians are also leading master classes in piano, violin, and flute at Beckwith. The classes are open for observation.
Observing such high level of performance for a young musician can be very inspiring and motivating because they can see somebody of their own size and age doing wonderful things with their instrument. And in masterclass settings, they can also see how the teacher, outside of their own, you know, lesson, they can see and learn just by observing how the teacher is working with another student. Masterclasses can be beneficial not only for the participants in a masterclass, but for everybody because they are intended for audience to hear the comments, you know, the public.
I would imagine it would even enrich teachers.
Absolutely, yes. Every masterclass that I have attended, I have brought something out of that was beneficial for my own growth and knowledge, and not only how to teach, but also how to play.
This is the Wells Fargo Championship of Concerto Competitions.
Yes.
But without Wells Fargo.
Without Wells Fargo. Now, this really is a unique and it is a big deal. It's a very special competition that we're very proud to be a part of.
That was Adrian Varnum, the Ronald Sachs Violin's Wilmington partner, and violinist and professor Daniela Gigel-Gualdi, the artistic director of this Ronald Sachs International Music Competition, this Friday and Saturday at UNCW. 10 musicians aged 13 to 19 have made it to this final phase of the competition. Find the full schedule at whqr.org.